This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this bonus unfiltered episode of Cinema Recall Podcast. I am the Vern, and I'm here to give you my thoughts on a movie that has caused some debate online. Many critics have been saying that this movie is great, and some have been saying it's not. It starts with a C. I know everyone's been talking about this feature. You've been seeing trailers and ads online for this. Of course, I'm talking about Climax, the latest movie from Gaspar Noé, because I'm sure that this is a movie that everyone in the whole wide world wants to see, or it could be just me, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I went and saw Climax. I have to say, this is probably the most accessible movie that Gaspar Noé has ever made in his career. This coming from the same guy who made Irreversible, Enter the Void, Love. There's not anything I can really say about his other features that you have never heard before. You know, they're usually polarizing, they feature some disturbing imagery, and Climax is no different. But I gotta say, it's not as disturbing as his other features. It's still twisted and disturbing, but it also has a lot of beautiful camera work to this. The opening dance number to this feature, I have watched many times. It's all done in one take. It's all done in one shot. It took about 16 or 17 takes, but the dancers, the way it was choreographed, and the camera movements of that dance sequence is just really astounding. The story of Climax is gonna cause many people to kind of stay away from it. The basic story is about a group of dancers who are practicing for a big show, and after a rehearsal, they decide to, you know, let their hair down and just relax, and they're gonna drink some sangria and have like a good time and just kind of mingle with each other. And then things go really bad when that sangria is spiked with LSD, and then you see their downfall. It's like watching these intelligent human beings who are caring and love each other and watching them devolve into, you know, their primal states, you know, they become violent, and they have these sexual primal urges, and yeah, it's very much a downfall of man, and I just found the whole thing to be visually fascinating, but I can totally understand, you know, people that come into this blind and become very frustrated because there's not any central characters, and there's not actually a conclusion to the story. I mean, there is an end, and I guess the ending is you do find out who caused the whole thing right there, but it's very much a visually arresting feature that I particularly loved and enjoyed, but I can fully understand many people not liking this, so it's not one I would totally recommend. I will say that this movie, Climax, is probably Gaspar Noé's best movie next to Irreversible, and Irreversible is a movie that I really cannot recommend to many people, but I do think that the story and structure of Irreversible, the action of that movie is astounding. I still give that one like 5 out of 5 stars because I think it's an incredibly beautiful movie, but it's really tough to watch, and I think the lack of a storyline in this one makes it less than my view. I'm going to give Climax 3 out of 5 stars. I do think it's one that you should check out if you enjoy movies that test your endurance level and you like movies that are different from the norm. I definitely would see that right there. But anyways, that's got my thoughts on Climax. You can go to thatmomentin.com and read a more, better, intelligent discussion of the movie on there. I've written up a really good piece about that feature, so go to thatmomentin.com, read that, and you'll get a better understanding of what I'm talking about, because this is a movie that you don't so much enjoy, you experience it, and that's the same way with all of Gaspar Noé's films, and I would much rather watch something like this than the usual movies that get put out to theaters each year. So, anyways, folks, that's right now. I'm going to leave you all. The next episode of Cinema Recall will be posted next week, and I'm going to be having on guest Sophia of the Across the Universe, the Chits with Essence podcast, and Howard Kasner of howardkasner.wordpress.com. They are coming on to the show to discuss the movies La La Land and The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. So, very excited to get into a conversation about those movies on the show. So that's it for now. As always, you can check out all the great episodes of Cinema Recall, as well as Cinema Recap, TV Good, Sleep Bad, Asian Cinema Film Club, Game Warp on the site thatmomentin.com. We are on Spotify. We are on Stitcher. We are on Podomatic, Player FM, Radio Public, most other podcast apps, iTunes, we're on there too. Most other podcast apps, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at @cinema_recall. We are at Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall. That's it, everybody. I am the Vern. Good night. Take care. Goodbye. Christmas! Merry Christmas!